Hello, could I speak to Leroy?
Yes.
Hey there. We're conducting a survey. Your participation is important to the success of this research and the efforts of local community-based organizations working on community issues. All your answers are confidential. What is your zip code?
10121.
Thank you. And what is the year of your birth?
94.
Okay. And for whom did you vote in 2024 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I wasn't able to vote.
Were not able. Too young, not registered, or just did not vote?
I voted for Joe Biden, and I voted for Hillary Clinton.
Okay.
Donald Trump.
Okay. In 2020, you were not able to vote, or were you just not eligible?
I didn't register.
Okay. Are you Hispanic?
What's the company survey about again?
It's a research survey, things that are going on in the community, things that we could change. It's all around.
So do we got to do with that again?
Well, it's one, we want to hear your opinion in the community, things that can be changed.
Right, I can what I voted for.
Right.
Anybody else in downtown?
Okay. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
I'm white.
Okay. Next question. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, or are you not registered?
I'm registered.
Okay. As you may know, there will be elections for office like President and U.S. Congress in November. How likely are you to vote in the November 2024 elections? Will you definitely vote? Probably not.
Yeah, I'm going to vote like 3 or 4 times. You know, I'm white, so I'm privileged to vote twice.
Okay, so you definitely will vote.
Yeah, I get to vote twice. You know, I know some people. I'm voting for that lady.
Okay, so coming up elections for 2024, you'll definitely vote, correct?
Absolutely. Twice.
Okay. Thank you. Next question. How do you plan on voting in the upcoming 2024 general election? Voting in person? Before election day, voting in person on election day, voting by mail or other?
That's the most sensible. I didn't do it for me. I'm white. I don't got to come outside in these black neighborhoods. Dangerous.
Okay, so you're voting by mail?
Basically, yeah.
Okay. No matter how frequent you vote in elections, how much power do you feel the black community has to make changes on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel the black community has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means the black community has a lot of power, 5 means neutral, and 0 means the black community has no power at all. How would you rate that? What's your opinion?
You know, it's all set up in classes and separations. You know, so basically not really no power, basically. You know, they shut down black schools, good black schools, public technical schools in black communities. You know that the black communities been using the same history books since the early 1900s. Only thing that changed is the back page of the different presidents.
Okay, then that's why we're conducting, and I appreciate your time and your opinion. Okay, next question. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for president, Congress, state, and local. office on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any numbers between 0 to 10. How would you... I apologize. I can't hear you. You said 10?
Yes, I said 15. Yep, 10.
Okay. Thank you. Now, we would like you to rate how you feel about some people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 5 means that you feel neither warm nor cold, neutral. And 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. If you do not know, or you've never heard of that part of the people or groups, please indicate so. Barack Obama?
He's 10.
10, okay. Mark Kelly?
You sound familiar. I don't know.
Okay, never heard of him? Okay.
I heard of him before election. I don't know. I feel like, I guess you could say a 3. Because after all that stuff was over with, he's famous.
Okay. Tim Walz.
Tim Walz?
Tim Walz.
Oh, Walz. Yeah, I don't know who that is.
Okay. J.D. Vance.
Don't know who that is. So I guess like the truth for them. Because if I know who they is, that means that they've been doing something and their name has been used in other things other than the campaign. You know what I mean?
Okay. Okay. Joe Biden.
I give him like I don't know, 10.
A 10?
Yeah.
Okay. Donald Trump?
I give him 0.3.
Okay. Kamala Harris?
I give her a 10.
Okay. And Josh Shapiro?
He's no good. I give him a 9.
Okay. Thank you. Next question. What do you think are the most important issues facing the country today? Please select the top 3 issues most important to you. I'll read out the options, and you could let me know which top 3 are most important to you, okay? Better transportation system, climate change, and the environment. Affordable quality health care. Access to quality education.
That's important.
Affordable quality housing.
Yeah, that's important. That's important. 3 right there.
Okay. Thank you. Next question. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote?
Republican. If the president's election was today?
If the elections were...
Kamala Harris.
Okay. Thank you. If is that more of a vote for Kamala Harris or against Donald Trump?
Exactly. A vote for Kamala Harris, and against Donald Trump.
Okay. Thank you. As of today, Vice President Harris is still not the official nominee for the Democratic Party, but it is assumed she will be during the Democratic National Convention. If Vice President Harris fully secures the nominations of the Democratic candidate for President of the United States, would that make you much more motivated to vote, somewhat more motivated to vote?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So, somewhat more motivated to vote.
Absolutely more motivated to vote. She a woman that's running for president, and not only is she a woman of color running for president.
Okay.
Make history. It still ain't gonna be in the history books in public schools and black communities, but she's still gonna make history.
Okay. Next question. Thank you. Compared to last month, are you feeling about Democratic Party much more favorable, somewhat more favorable, or no difference, somewhat less favorable, or much less favorable? Compared to last month, are you feeling about... Okay.
I think they're going to win. Democrats are going to win.
Okay, so much more favorable, somewhat more favorable, makes no difference. Somewhat less favorable. Okay, compared to last month, are your feelings about the Democratic Party much more favorable? Much more favorable? Is this your answer?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you trust Kamala Harris as president to act in the best interest of the people, like you, by a lot, some, little, or not at all?
Some.
Okay. And when it comes to pushing for criminal justice reform as president, do you trust Kamala Harris to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot, some, little, or not at all?
Some. She's not going to be allowed to do a lot, silly.
Okay. Thank you. Next question.
Okay. People got some color.
Okay. Next question. For each of the following traits, I like you to let me know if you think it really describes Vice President Harris. Somewhat describes her, only describes her a bit, or really does not describe her. Here are the questions. Is a strong black woman, really describes her, somewhat describes her, describes her.
Definitely describe her. She's a black woman in politics. She's definitely strong.
Okay, thank you. Governs with an iron fist.
I think she would. I think right now she's putting on, you know, the motherly love right now to make us see that she got a kind heart, but really under that, she don't play no games. You know what I'm saying?
So you would you say somewhat describes her or describes her a bit?
It describes her.
Somewhat or a bit? Your opinion. Which one would you say?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, okay. Represents the AAPI community. Really describes
her? I don't know what that is.
Okay. Well, that's an answer there. She is prepared to be president. Really describes her, somewhat describes her a bit.
Well, honestly, nobody's ready to be president, but I'm going to say really describes her.
Okay, thank you. Fights for all of us.
Yes, yeah, describes her.
Is someone young girls could look up to?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. The restricts rights to the trans and LGBTQ community.
No.
Does not describe her?
Yeah, don't describe her.
Okay.
You see them as people also, citizens.
Okay. It's tough on crime. That would be the last question with that.
Yeah, that describes her. She was a whole judge before this. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Now, I would like you to tell me more about President Kamala Harris, for each of the following traits, I would like you to tell me.
I know a lot about her. You know, I didn't grow up with her or like live next door to her, go to the same school or anything.
Well, here are some facts, some things that I'll read out to you, and then you let me know if you're much more favorable, somewhat more favorable, somewhat less favorable, much less favorable, no difference, or don't know, refuse. So here are some traits. I'd like you to let me know if you think it makes you much more favorable of President Harris, somewhat more favorable, somewhat less favorable, and so on, okay? So Camilla is a proud alumnus of Howard University, the historical black university,
favorable.
Which became much more favorable, somewhat?
Much favorable.
Okay. Camilla was the first attorney general in the country to require a statewide policy agency to wear body cameras and explicit bias training programs for police officers. That makes much more favorable, somewhat favorable.
Favorable.
Okay. In 2004, as district attorney, Camilla was one of the first elected officials anywhere in the U.S. to marry same-sex couples.
That's favorable. That's good. That's good. That's good.
Okay. Camilla forged her career defending. Okay. Camilla forged her career defending victims of exploiting, whether it is sex trafficking or revenge porn. She was one of the first to bring attention to and provide legal protection for these victims.
I think that's less favorable. That's more or less a misunderstanding.
Okay, so much less favorable is what you...
That's favorable.
Okay.
Like, they
okay.
Can't do that. That's a misunderstanding.
Okay.
The whole thing.
Okay. Camilla started a program called Back on Track as district attorney that gave first-time drug offenders the chance to earn a high school diploma and find employment. Much more favorable? Somewhat
favorable.
Okay. Camilla is Daring referred to as Momala by her niece and two stepchildren for the loving and supporting presence she has given in their lives. Would that make her much more favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat less
favorable?
Okay.
It's favorable. I vote for her even if she, it don't even matter. Like, I vote for anybody other than Donald Trump. I vote for a 12-year-old boy other than Donald Trump. You dig?
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Next question. And again, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for president, Congress, state, and local officials on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 to 10. Are you not
10.
At all? 10. Okay. Thank you. Once again, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel the black community has to make changes on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel black community has
one.
On a scale. Okay, one.
In fact, I give them a 3 because all you got to do is find a way to accumulate the money to get the zoning rights and find the people with the license and all that stuff. So we sort of can make a change, but it's not like how the state provides changes for, you know, other communities. I don't want to say, like, sound racist or nothing, but, you know, like for white communities, you know, the Indian community, let me say the West, Midwest communities that's like, you know, going through their problems, the indigenous, yeah, and they, you know, providing them with housing and, you know what I'm saying? They don't do that in black communities, for real. Section 8, that's only for women with kids after they wait 10 years damn near. They done had, their kid done going off to high school by the time they get a Section 8 out. So, yeah.
Okay, so you said a 3. Okay, thank you. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or independent third party undecided would vote for other political officers but not president? Would not vote.
Democrat.
Okay.
Kamala Harris.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Next question. Is that more of a vote for Kamala Harris or against Donald Trump?
It's a vote for Kamala Harris and against Donald Trump. Like, if it was somebody else going against it, I would still vote for it. But if it was, like, not her, and like I said, a 12-year-old boy, I will vote against Donald Trump. He's not fit at all. He's biased, racist, prejudiced. His mind is not fit. His mind more fit for the street.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Next question. Do you trust Kamala Harris as president to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot, some, little, or not at all?
So, she gonna try. They're going to try.
Okay. When it comes to pushing for criminal justice reform as president, do you trust Kamala Harris to act in the best interest of the people like you by a lot, some, little, or not at all?
So, you know that they don't really allow a black community to get too much help, you know, classes. And some of us do be trying hard to get rich. They just might get there if they provide the same stuff.
Okay. Okay. So, a lot of trust, would you put, or some trust? Little trust? No trust at all?
I got some trust.
Some trust.
That she'll
okay.
do something for us. Because she's not going to be allowed to do much.
Okay.
Like Barack Obama, she'd probably be allowed to give us insurance and free phones, and they ain't allowed that too much.
Okay. Thank you. Next question. Which of the following would you say are your main sources for news? Select all three that where are your main sources for news? Facebook, network, news, ABC, CBS, NBC, national newspapers, local TV news, CNN, Fox News, Snapchat, TikTok, local newspapers, and
all of the above.
Well, it's only three. Which are your top three sources?
TV, TV, CNN, Facebook.
Okay, thank you. Are you in a group chat for text communication with others? If so, how often have the presidential election come up recently in these group chats? Very often.
I'm not in no type of call or whatever. And
okay. Not at all, or you do not use
not
any group
all.
Chats? Not at all.
No group chats.
Okay. Okay. Okay, thank you. In politics today, do you consider yourself Republican, Independent, or Democrat?
Democrat.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat. I believe in the original idea of Democrat.
Okay.
The
correct way. Okay. two more questions and we're done. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
12th grade. I was about set before they shut it down.
Okay. Okay. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, or divorced, or widow?
Single.
Okay. Are you a parent or guardian of any children under 18?
No, fortunately, no.
All right. Last year, that's 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
Like 10,000.
Okay. All right. Wonderful. This concludes this survey. Thank you very much for your opinion. You have a good night, okay?
All right, you too.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.